The spring northbound migration of gray whales along the Pacific Northwest coast is getting underway. Last spring, we witnessed abnormally high numbers of dead whales wash ashore during the migration. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports marine scientists and whale lovers will be watching whether the unusual die-off continues into a second year.
Gray whales overwinter in the warm waters of Baja California. The migration along the west coast back to summer feeding grounds off Alaska extends from February to June. Last year, a lot of gray whales died along the way. More than 200 washed up on beaches between Mexico and Alaska, looking skinny and malnourished. So, what should we expect this spring?
So again, you're looking for a big plume of what looks like steam or smoke.
The first gray whales have already made it to Washington State. It took an Island Adventures whale-watching tour barely 15 minutes to find them on the company's first gray whale trip of the season out of the port of Everett.
Woo, come on! Tail!
Whale watchers Camus Timmel and Patricia Langford got nice looks at whales named Patch and Little Patch, and a third adult known only as 531. The beasts are each roughly the size of a school bus.
It's been great. I love just being so close that we can hear the blows, and it's very awesome.
They're moving. We're seeing them. That's all a good thing.
Also on board, a leading whale expert, senior biologist John Kalambakidis of Cascadia Research in Olympia. He assesses the whale's fitness with help of binoculars and a telephoto lens.
That head area is sort of the most instructive area to assess that body condition. And I'm really impressed these guys look in better body condition than I'd expect, given that they have fasted for about 4 months.
Kalambakidis says the gray whales we've encountered are a familiar subgroup that consistently takes a detour and extended break from the northbound migration. This group of up to 12 feed at a ghost shrimp buffet in North Puget Sound, hence the nickname the Sounders. Federal agencies remain concerned that last year's die-off within the broader gray whale population may extend into this year's migration. The previous time this happened, 2 decades ago, it stretched 2 years. Michael Milstein is a spokesman in Portland for the Federal Marine Science Agency, NOAA Fisheries.
So it seems possible, if not likely, that we'll see elevated strandings again this spring as these whales head north, and if some of them, as happened last year, kind of run out of energy on that northbound trip.
Milstein says observers have already counted a bunch of dead gray whales in Mexico this year and 5 deaths on the U.S. West Coast. When last year's numbers began spiraling up, the federal government made a disaster declaration of sorts.
Declaration is what we call an unusual mortality event,
which Milstein says is still in effect. This is important because it freed up additional resources for scientists to study why this is happening. John Kalambakidis is one of many researchers looking into the possible causes. They want to rule out disease or toxins. The leading theory is that starving whales could be a function of an increasing gray whale population intersecting with a downturn in their prey in the Arctic.
There's such dramatic changes occurring in the Arctic ecosystem with climate change that's occurring that we also have to make sure this isn't a sentinel of some of the, you know, problems that are occurring up there.
Eastern Pacific gray whales were taken off the endangered species list in 1994. The population is now estimated at 27,000 or so, which may be around the carrying capacity of their ocean territory. I'm Tom Bonsi in Everett, Washington.